Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, congratulations on 20 years.
Your 10,000 hours and over 20,000 interviews, if you do the math, is about 72 million words of devoted time on your part.
The best looking, smartest, and of course, most humble fellow I know.
Best wishes on your 20th anniversary. Of course, you've succeeded because you have the perfect face for radio. Congratulations.
Welcome back, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show in the third decade of the 21st century. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with Scott Arno. Scott, I need your website, please.
TheSecurityAdvocate.com.
And what will they find when they get there?
Oh, a few videos and articles talking about security, including references to things I've done like, say, the Small Business Advocate Show.
So check it out there, folks. The Security Advocate, he has some very impressive credentials. He's a CISSP. Look that up, and you'll see what I'm talking about. Hey, Scott, you've introduced me to a new term I never had heard of before, and I thought I'd heard of everything. Mimetic warfare and viral insurgency, those two terms are not on everyone's lips right now, but they probably should be. Tell us about it.
Well, it's one of these things where our society is changing faster and faster around us. One way in which something like this could be seen recently was actually the rise of ISIS. The way suddenly it seemed to just show up out of nowhere and followers were from all over the world. And it's like, how did this happen? Part of it was they had a very sophisticated social media approach to people. They would basically bring people into the fold. And as it was described, they would radicalize people to believe what they did, and they would come in. The thing is, they're not the only ones using online tactics to try and pull people in. Mm-hmm. There was a recent report came out from an organization called the Network Contagion Research Institute. Network Contagion Research Institute. Okay. The idea is they're looking at things that arise in the internet through sort of disconnected networks, which seem to be happening in the background quietly, and then just poof, like, bro, where did this come from? Mm-hmm. And what they're
preying on the disenfranchised and the weak people who are loners, things like that. Go ahead.
Well, loners and just in general, you know, if you're approaching young people, often there's that sense of, you know, everyone tries to act cool in public, but you always want to feel like you belong. Mm-hmm. And mind you, ISIS would use the same approach. They'd always go after these people who felt a little alienated and disaffected and say, oh, no, you can be part of us. And it's a similar thing here overall. And the approach here is a bit different. They're using what are called memes, which are online jokes, which also adds wonderful veneer of plausible deniability, because you can always say, oh, no, we're just kidding around. The problem is the jokes here are more about, okay, here's what you do if the police attack. Here's how you kill them. If you're going to track the National Guard and hunt them down, here's how you do it. Here's how you make napalm.
These are memes that really are code or metaphors for how to do bad things.
Yeah, in some cases, very bad things. And this report came out earlier this month, and I noticed there was, I guess, one mainstream news article about it, and the author was immediately attacked online as, you don't understand, and everyone's kidding, and, you know, it's sort of thing of, I don't know that I'm quite okay with the deniability here, just because the, quote, jokes they're making are, you know, again, how to shoot cops. I'm never okay with this.
Right, and they call it the bugaloo, right? Boogaloo.
Yeah, that's based on an old film called, I believe it was Breaking 2, Electric Boogaloo from the mid-80s, which was considered to be an extremely close copy to its first film. And the idea, as I understand it, with the reference to Boogaloo here, is to talk about a newer Civil War.
Do they use Boogaloo in their memes? Is it somewhere around there? I mean, I guess what I'm getting at is how do we help people realize when they're seeing some of this mimetic warfare in their social media? Maybe in their children's feeds or something.
A lot of it is really subtle. Like one of the big images they use is the American flag, but instead of the field of 50 stars, it's an igloo on a blue background.
Ah.
So igloo, boogaloo, that type of thing. And a lot of it is also sending jokes. Like it might be something like politicians or property of the state, the picture of a noose, something like that.
Right.
The idea with the imagery is it's supposed to half be joking and half be pretty violent.
And so, and they're hiding behind our First Amendment, which includes satire.
Exactly. And in effect, it's hiding in plain sight. Mm-hmm. They might have cartoons and jokes, but behind the cartoons and jokes are, well, if we have to kill the police, here's how we do it.
So, folks, those of you who are spending a lot of time on social media, if you're perusing your children's social media feeds, which you probably ought to be doing, start looking for this. Mimetic warfare, boogaloo is another term that they use. And as Scott says, it's hiding in plain sight. Start paying more attention to that. Hey, Scott, you always make us smarter when you join us. Thanks for being here. Come back soon, please.
Love to. Thanks very much, Jim.
Scott Arno, ladies and gentlemen, thesecurityadvocate.com. If you'll go there, you'll get smarter. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingham, reminding you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.